Let's move south from China now to explore the lives of two nations that really ought to get along. So it seems, anyway. Indonesia and Malaysia share many things, a language, a Muslim majority, and even a border on the island of Borneo. What these two Southeast Asian nations are not sharing is the love, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Malaysia works hard at promoting itself as a multiracial, multicultural melting pot, even in song. The Malaysian Tourism Board's new jingle is an old Malay folk song, Rasa Sayang. But in keeping with Malaysia's image, or self-image anyway, the government has recorded the song in the languages of the country's main ethnic minorities as well. That's the version for the country's ethnic Chinese minority. Here's another in Tamil for Malaysia's sizable ethnic South Indian community. There's even a version in the language of Malaysia's former colonial occupiers, the British.
Invite the whole world to join in our 50th golden anniversary celebration. Send e-invites from www.rasasayang.com.my. Brought to you by Tourism Malaysia.
It's a pretty safe bet neighboring Indonesia won't be joining that celebration. In fact, many Indonesians are demanding Malaysia pull the song from its tourism campaign, claiming Rasa Sayang belongs to Indonesia. The country's tourism and culture minister is considering suing Malaysia for copyright infringement. The governor of Indonesia's Maluku province says it's a matter for the International Court of Justice. Malaysian officials seem baffled and a bit bemused by the whole thing, but shouldn't be. Indonesians have long felt slighted by their smaller but more prosperous neighbor, which imports Indonesian laborers for construction work many Malaysians won't do, and Indonesian maids to care for the children of Malaysia's middle and upper class, workers who are sometimes cheated or mistreated by their Malaysian employers. All of this helps explain the Indonesian anger and frustration sparked by a song, Rasa Sayang, whose title translates in both countries as Feeling of Love. What we've got instead, laments one Malaysian columnist, is Rasa Benci, Feeling of Hate. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.